Mayor Landa started his presentation with some numbers.
The borough is 6,900 square miles. That's larger than the state of Connecticut. You could probably throw in Rhode Island, too. 13,788 citizens. The school enrollment, 2,239. The unemployment rate is 6.8%, which is 1.1 basis points less than last year and 0.2 higher than the statewide figures through November.
Landis moved on to what he says are the borough's biggest accomplishments of the past year. At the top of that list is the commitment from Governor Bill Walker's administration to spend what's left of the original $364 million Gravina Access federal earmark on actually improving access to Gravina Island.
Out of that $364 million, many millions were spent on studies. You know, we love to engineer things and do economic analyses and so forth, environmental analyses. So a lot of the money was spent there. $209 million of that was reappropriated to other areas of the state.
There's about $96 million left, which state officials have agreed to spend in Ketchikan. Landis also mentioned the shipyard as a major boost to the community's economy, especially after Vigor Industrial was able to secure a contract to build two new state ferries here. Landis says the related jobs and local spending will help Ketchikan weather the state's fiscal storm. A big topic that the borough spent time on in 2016 was pot. Landis says after much discussion, the borough decided against a borough-wide sales tax on marijuana, at least for now, and to not stand in the way of the new industry. The assembly did, though, approve a tobacco tax, which then went to voters for ratification.
And that did pass, so that's a $2 a pack tax on cigarettes, and most of that money, 85% of it, is programmed to go to the schools and 15% to cessation programs.
That tax will sunset after 5 years unless the borough renews it. Landis also went through a list of the borough's departments with brief updates on each. One of those was the airport, which Landis says might have to increase its summer ferry runs. Alaska Airlines plans to convert its fleet to larger planes with greater passenger capacity.
Our airport manager has informed us that that could create additional ridership on the ferries that could leave some people stranded if we're not running two ferries continually during the summer.
Landis introduced new borough manager Ruben Duran, who moved here from Southern California. Former borough manager Dan Bockhorst retired at the end of December after more than 9 years in the position. After Landis's presentation, he took questions from the audience. One person asked about the borough's financial health. Landis says the assembly and staff have worked to help the borough glide through the state's fiscal woes in hopes of a soft landing. But state budget constraints do trickle down to local governments, so there will need to be cost cutting.
I think we're trying to conserve as much as we can and minimize the impact to this community for as long as we can until other measures have to be taken.
The most recent projection shows the borough running out of reserves by 2021 if no changes are made to the budget. Duran has told the assembly he'll present a plan this spring to eliminate the borough's budget deficit within a few years. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.